試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2023年度第3回実用英語技能検定準1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから準1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの始めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the grade pre-1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has 3 parts. All of the questions in these 3 parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the 4 choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet,Find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 12 dialogues, number 1 through number 12. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answerAnd mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the grade pre-1 listening test. Number 1.
You look really stressed. What's up?
I'm way behind on writing this article about American composers. I'm not sure I can make tomorrow's deadline.
Let me give you a hand.
Really? That'd be fantastic. Thanks.
Not a problem. I've been in your situation before.
Would you mind doing some fact-checking? I need to confirm my sources.
Not at all. Just let me read the draft first, and then I'll get on it.
Question. Why is the woman concerned?
Number 2.
Jared, I got a phone call from your homeroom teacher today. She's concerned about your grades this term.
I thought I did okay.
That was her point. Your grades are usually excellent, but they're only average this term. She said you won't be able to get into a good college if you don't make more of an effort.
To be honest,I don't think I want to go to college anymore.
What? That's the first time I've heard about it. We'll talk about this more when your father gets home.
Question. What does Jared tell his mother?
Number 3.
Why did we ever encourage Jacob to play ice hockey? It's going to make us bankrupt.
I know it's not as cheap as we expected, but he loves it. I just wish it was safer.
A few scrapes and bruises I can handle, but he keeps growing out of his skates, and it seems like we're constantly buying new helmets, gloves, and padding.
You know, when he's grown up and has left home,We'll miss worrying over these little things.
Question. What is the man concerned about?
Number 4.
I bought this watch here 2 months ago, but it has stopped working. I'd like my money back, please.
I'm very sorry, but that's not possible. We can replace the watch for you.
But it's still under warranty.
Even so, it's store policy, I'm afraid. It's also stated on the warranty.
That wasn't made clear to me when I bought the watch.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's nothing else I can do.
Well, I guess I don't have a choice, but I won't be shopping here again.
Question. Why is the man annoyed?
Number 5.
How was your trip? I heard you rented a cabin in the mountains.
It was fun, but the weather was really changeable.
Did you at least get to enjoy the outdoors?
We did. We wanted to rent bikes and go cycling one day, but it snowed pretty heavily, so we went sledding instead.
Did it stay cold?
No. A few days later, the temperature rose so much we wore t-shirts and shorts when we went fishing.
Question. Why was the woman unable to go cycling?
Number 6.
Have you met the new head of the department yet? I've heard he's been criticizing the way we do things on the team.
I had a meeting with him yesterday, actually. He had some good ideas for improving our efficiency.
Well, as long as he doesn't try to introduce new policies just to show he's in charge. That's usually what happens when new managers come in from outside.
True, but you have to admit there's room for improvement. And I'm sure he'll get the team's input before deciding anything.
I hope you're right.
Question. Why is the woman concerned?
Number 7.
I've been invited to a second job interview at Palmer Group.
Really? I thought you'd given up on them.
I had. The guy didn't seem to like my answers to his questions at the first interview. And he kept pointing out how my experience didn't fit their needs.
Are you planning on going to the second interview?
I'm not sure. I doubt I'd take a job there unless they suddenly became a lot more enthusiastic about me.
Well, it couldn't hurt. Maybe someone different will talk to you.
Question. What does the man say about the first interview?
Number 8.
What happened to the plants in the front yard? Half of them have been dug up.
I think it was the neighbor's dog. It's always getting loose. And Josh, from across the road, said he saw it in our yard this morning.
We should go next door and say something.
You're right, but we don't have any proof the dog did it.
What do you suggest then? I spent ages making that flower bed look nice.
We could get some security cameras in case it happens again.
Good idea. I'll look into it.
Question. What will the man and woman probably do?
Number 9.
How's the planning going for your trip to Italy?
Okay, but I'm having trouble finding hotels within my budget. The flights cost more than I expected, so I need to watch what I spend.
Actually, I know an online booking site that has some great deals on hotels.
That sounds like just what I need. Is it reliable?
Well, I used it when I went to Spain last year and didn't have any problems. I'll email you the link.
Thanks.
Question. What will the woman do for the man?
Number 10.
George, the boss is looking for you, and she doesn't look happy.
Really? I wonder what the problem is.
She said something about a report that was due yesterday.
The sales figures for the McKenzie account? But I thought the deadline for that was tomorrow.
Let me check. No, according to the schedule, it was due yesterday.
Oh, I must have got the days mixed up. I'll go and see her now.
Good luck.
Question. What do we learn about the man?
Number 11.
Did you see that documentary last night about corruption in the government?
No, but I heard it was pretty shocking.
It was. It claimed senior members of the government had been lying to the public for years, and it gave pretty convincing evidence, too.
That's nothing new. Governments always keep things from the public.
Yes, but usually when it's necessary to protect people. This was just to help politicians get rich, and the documentary named more than 30 politicians who were involved.
It sounds like I should watch it.
Question. What is one thing the woman says about the documentary?
Number 12.
Have you submitted your university applications yet, Erin?
No. To be honest, I'm not sure I want to go now.
But I thought you had your mind set on studying law.
Yes, but only because that's what my parents want me to do. My cousin took a working holiday in Australia for a year, and he said it was a great experience. I'm considering doing the same.
How exciting! I'm sure that would help you make up your mind about your future.
Right. I think I'll talk to my parents about it tonight.
Good luck.
Question. What does the man think about the woman's idea?